The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, B Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
It's a champagne kind of night.
It is. Every night's a champagne kind of night. Why don't you go ahead and cue Betty?
Well, whoop, the weep Merry Christmas from the lost land of the past.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I can't get used to the new Betty. We might have to find a different programming chip for her.
Well, I think we're onto something, though. We've got a new little extension that might work for us. We'll keep you all posted.
Yeah. So, hey, everyone, this is Anthony in Tampa.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe in Chicago.
Hi, it's Betty, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 117 of the Joe and Anthony Show. The Lost Episode 117 for Monday, January 8th, 2018. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit his website at incompetech.com. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
You're welcome, Joe.
I spilled champagne on the desk in the studio.
You're welcome, Anthony.
No problem, Betty. I thought you could use a little bit there.
So, for a temporary Betty, she's okay.
We'll have to see what happens. Poor Betty. If you know what happened to Betty, give us a call at 813-327-8566 and let us know if you know the whereabouts of Betty. So we don't have to. I mean, this Betty's okay, but
she's a temporary Betty. She's a
temporary Betty.
Uh oh. Anthony's in temporary freeze.
I'm in temporary freeze internet mode. Uh oh. Hello. Oh, there you go. I see you eating something. So hello.
Hey.
Hey, there you are. Okay. So
tell us. Old fucks and big trucks.
See, it's weird. We have this transition to this segment without the weather. It's been weird. You know what I mean? There's just something.
That's why I start off with just a lead-in question. Just a lead-off. You know, just take control and lead off.
All right. So, old fucks, big trucks. Seems to be a thing down here in Florida, and I don't know why. It's the retirees. They're coming down, and they have these nice, shiny... And Ford F-150s used to be smaller. If memory serves me correctly, an F-150 used to be a smaller truck. They seem like they're a lot bigger now. They seem like they're...
Body? There's extra body on the truck?
Something. Yeah, it actually almost seems like it's actually a 250. It seems like this... Because it's almost the size of, the Excursion or the Escalade. Which I think was a Ford 250 or even a 350. But the 150s were just supposed to be a little bit bigger than the Rangers. And now these fucking things are huge. And they got the King Ranch Edition and everything.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing that's funny, though, about that is all of these insane deals that they're offering to get these things. Like, zero down, or they'll give you... credit.
Well, they have to. They're $65,000 fucking dollars for these things. These things are expensive. These things are more than a down payment on a fucking house. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
And for something that's going to depreciate as soon as you drive it off the lot.
I know. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, you're spending your retirement on this. I'm like, I get it. Fine. What would you rather drive? I don't know. I mean, And that's kind of the other thing, because they sit so high off the ground that the few old people I saw driving them had such a hard time getting back into the truck or getting out of the truck because it was so high off the ground. And I'm like, you know, if you got like a minivan, I know minivans suck. People hate minivans. I love minivans. I think they're great. But even like these CRVs, they make these crossovers. You want to get a luxury vehicle, get, you know, because you spent a lot on this. So spent Cadillac makes a sport crossover.
Nice Cadillac SUV kind of luxury, and it's got the step up, so it's easy to get in.
It's easy to get into, yeah.
It's not that difficult.
No, I just don't understand that whole reason why it's kind of you watch and it's amazing at the Walgreens some days, and you just see them just struggling to get into the truck, and I'm like, damn, you could just get something smaller.
These things too, Anthony, is that they get 5 inches to the gallon of gas.
Yeah, not much. You don't get much for it. I was at the gas station this morning to buy a Clif Bar because I forgot to buy Velveeta's at the grocery store yesterday, so I had to stop at the 7-Eleven. And these two guys in front of me were getting gas. Both had big pickup trucks, older big pickup trucks. One only got could only put $5 in, and the other one only put $8 in. And I'm like, you're not going to go very far on $5 or $8 when gas is $2.33 a gallon.
Yeah,
you're getting 2 gallons of gas. You're going to go 10 miles.
They get home. They get back to the gas station in the morning, and they somehow get the other $10. That's the way it is. That's the way it is right now. You know, I don't know if I can segue off into this really quickly.
Go for it.
I went and was starting to just be curious about what the rest of the country looks like.
Okay.
Like, I haven't traveled in a long time. I know what parts of Florida look like.
All right.
Get that. I know what parts of San Francisco look like. I get that. I know a lot of what Chicago looks like.
Of course. And Indiana. You know what parts of Indiana look like.
I know what parts of Indiana look like. But what I'm starting to notice as I took this dive into Google Maps is that so many places look all the fucking same. It's like the same structure, the same uniformity of cookie cutter utilitarian design, and just for your area, like a little bit of pride or sense of location or locale or home, even. Sure, you go to places like Boston. I traveled around there, and you get into a lot more old. Gosh, charm, wealth, yeah. Kinds of things.
No, my husband's from the Northeast. So when we go to visit the in-laws, or I go to visit the in-laws, and we go to Boston, we've gone to Nantucket. Nantucket is very quaintish. I felt so gay there. It was great. And it's cute, and it's, you know, it's like, it's got like, it has like a lived-in feel. It has a home... comforting, kind of like comfort food type of feel, you know. And there's a lot of these little New England towns like that, and in some ways Chicago feels that way to me too, at least what I remember of it, because it was more of an organic kind of grown, pulled together type of thing. And like Florida, that's one of my big complaints about Florida, is you drive down the road and it's rubber stamp ticky tacky.
Yeah. And that's all across America.
Yeah,
and
it's kind of sad.
It's really sad. I got a chance to be in Phoenix for a little bit a few years back, and they were just starting to expand a lot of their downtown, and no public transit, just like Florida.
Yeah.
Where it was just so infrequent or in such a stupid time block that it's like, how can you get anybody to start using this? How can you get anybody to say no more big dicky trucks or little dicky trucks? Whatever.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing. It's like, because like our buses, they run, most of our buses run like once an hour.
If that would just not work.
No, I mean, in the summertime, you're going to be soaking wet, because I don't know if they necessarily have a good time schedule, because I know you can like look it up on the CTA. And see what, you know, what's available. Oh my goodness, what is that? Is that Betty? That's Betty 1.0. And what's, I don't see the other side because my window is blocking it. Is it Betty 2.0, what it says on the other side? There you go. Yeah, wow. Huh, okay. Well, we need to find a Betty 3.0 that sounds like Betty 1.0. Oh, goodness. I love champagne, ladies and gentlemen. It's fantastic. So,
yes, tonight's evening is being brought to you by a database. And over in the Chicago studios, Andre, California Champagne.
Andre, oh, my God. So I have to tell you the story about Andre because it's so fucking hilarious. So this was way back when my ex... We went to San Francisco for our anniversary, and we were staying in a nice hotel in the theater district. I rented a limo to pick us up from the airport. You know, it's our anniversary. I wanted champagne. I wanted some nice things in the limo. I wanted to have drinks from the airport because it's like a 20 minute drive to the financial district from the airport. So, you know, wanted some that. And I don't know. I think I wanted some, like, fruit or something like that. So they pick us up in the limo at the airport. And I get in. There's, like, nothing. They don't have anything. I'm like, dude, look, I paid. And I already paid. I, like, prepaid. And I'm like, look, I paid for all this shit. So son of a bitch stops at a 7-Eleven and buys a bottle of Andre. And I'm like, you are kidding me. Give me friggin' Andre. And I'm like, you could have just got me, you know, a little cup of fruit, too, from the cooler. It was ridiculous. I could not believe it. So,
did you get some of your money back?
Yes, I eventually did get some of my money back. And the owner profusely apologized and provided a great ride on the way back. You know, they gave us a nice car and some accoutrements and such in said vehicle for our trip back to the airport on the way out. No, exactly. So
where do we go from here?
I don't know. Well, we have my Boston experience.
Yes, I would love to hear about what, you know, if you want to break it down to traveling points or if you want to break it down to comparisons of, you know, social culture, that kind of
well,
thing.
Well, it was cold. It was very cold.
Chicago weather there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When we checked into the hotel, the little tablet that they have in the room said it was like 6 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, okay, yes, you had a really nice experience at this hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So, was this like a high-tech kind of hotel? Did, you know, could you do Roku or Netflix?
It wasn't necessarily high-tech. We had, I mean, it was, you got a nice big TV in the room, and it had a good cable selection, and you got, like, a tablet in the room, but the tablet was mostly for, like, hotel services, like room service and, you know, ice service and porter service and, you know, maintenance things and stuff like that. So there was, like, a whole bunch of different options that you had on the tablet. But so I wouldn't necessarily call it high tech, but it definitely was a high scale hotel.
Okay.
So it was quite nice. And like we got dinner, we got room service for dinner, and they wheeled in this little table and they popped up the wings on the side. So we actually had a dining room table in our hotel room, and it had a flour on it. It had the salt and the pepper and all the silverware and everything. It was just like I was in the dining room, and here I am in my bathrobe because it had the big fuzzy bathrobes, and they were the nice long bathrobes too. Here I am in my bathrobe just sitting and eating dinner in front of a window because we overlooked the city. We were on the 14th floor and we overlooked the city.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was a decent view. I mean, there were some tall buildings in front of us, so we didn't see a whole lot, but it was still a nice view. And it was just, you kind of sat there, ate dinner, and you know, kind of had the city. And then in the morning, we ordered breakfast because the thought of going out for breakfast when it was 3 degrees was no bueno. So
no
bueno. So we decided, we made the executive decision and said, well, you know what? It's how it goes.
Yeah.
And we're staying in a fancy hotel. Let's get breakfast. So we got breakfast and that turned out quite well
So was it a full breakfast with eggs and sausages?
It was whatever you wanted to order.
Really?
Oh yeah, it was a menu. He got hot chocolate and croissants, which he said were very nice croissants. I got like eggs and ham and I think I coffee. I got a pot of coffee as well. So yeah, I got a whole bunch of other things with mine and some toast.
Nice.
Yeah, they had some toast. The toast was wrapped up in like a napkin, a little tent type of thing, so it stayed warm. Oh yeah, it was definitely a 5-star hotel. And
very nice.
And they definitely pampered you, and it was quite enjoyable. And which was actually at the end of the day was nice, because initially when we booked it was like, well, we're just sleeping in the hotel, so what difference does it make? But at the end of the day, it was good because we didn't have to leave the hotel, and it was freaking 5 degrees. Although we did make a trek to a CVS that was 4 blocks away. And it, let me tell you, that 10-minute walk there and that 10-minute walk back was quite brutal.
Quite brutal, I'm sure. Especially, you're not used to that 3-degree shit anymore.
No, and we anticipated it that it was only going to be in the 30s, because that's what the outlook said. So I packed for 30-degree weather. I did not pack for almost sub-zero weather. I have a jacket for sub-zero weather, but I did not bring it with me. I should have, because the thing is, I didn't want to pack that one, because then I'd be hot all the time. Because you put it on, and if it's like 30 degrees and you put on a sub-zero jacket, you're freaking sweating everywhere you go because it's a hot. But it would have been great in Boston, because I'd be like, fuck it, let's take on the city. It's 5 degrees. I got a sub-zero jacket on.
Before we pull your winning.
Oh, yeah. So we do have to do the wheel soon.
About that. Did you use any of the amenities in the hotel, like the pool or the gym or...
No, just the room and room service. It was the pampered experience.
Was there a jacuzzi in the room?
No, there. It was just a standard room. It was a king bed No, the suites were too. Well, Mike, the room itself was quite expensive. The suites were just way ridiculous.
Okay,
so
well,
yeah,
next time.
Exactly. Next time, we do want to stay there again one more time, so we did enjoy it. So why don't you go ahead and give that wheel a pull?
Okay, let's do it.
The wheel. We gotta find a new wheel, but we gotta find a new Betty first.
Watch. Ooh.
All right, so actually I should go do this. I should just play the video in the background instead.
Yeah.
And
how old is this guy now anyways?
I have no clue.
Gosh, he's just Sir Patrick Stewart, Cowboy
Classics. Keep rolling. So the streams are swollen. This comes from the Rolling Stone, and this week's random news story is quite funny, and I have to give props to Bill over at World Labor Hour for posting this over the weekend on Facebook.
Nice.
So I saw it, and I had to run, because I thought it was a parody at first, because my husband came walking into the office. I'm like, oh, you got to see this. I'm like, this can't be real. This is a parody. And sure shit, I did a research, and this is for real. So if you're a Trekkie and ever watched Star Trek Next Generation, you're familiar with Patrick Stewart, and you need to see this.
I am.
And it is being posted. It should be on the Facebook page relatively soon. Exactly. So famed British actor Sir Patrick Stewart has reinvented himself as a, there we go, right card, range-prowling country cowboy in a ridiculous new commercial that was put together for the International Rescue Committee, a global humanitarian aid. Hold on.
Everything okay there?
Yes.
Sometimes
you just need to take a break. So So anyway, so the faux ad for Patrick Stewart's Cowboy Classics appeared online this weekend and finds Cowboy Pat in spurs and chaps, belting snippets of tunes from the Wild West songbook like Rawhide and Buttons and Bows. You really do have to watch the YouTube video says it all. In true infomercial fashion, the clip includes several, but wait, there's more offers and promises collaborations with Taylor Swift, Carrie Underwood, and Stewart's wife. Cowboy Pat even has cobbled together a holiday treat, Christmas on the Range. Well, tragically, all copies of Patrick Stewart's Cowboy Classics are sold out. On his website, there is a 5-song sampler available for download for $10. The collection features full performance of Buttons and Bows, Don't Fence Me In, Ringo, I'm an Old Cowhand, and Here Comes Santa Claus. All proceeds will benefit the International Rescue Committee.
You know what?
Yeah, what?
The only way I can see listening to this is if I put myself into that one episode where it's Captain Picard Day.
Captain Picard Day?
That's the only way I can see.
What is Captain Picard Day?
There was some episode where all of the kids in this one class contributed to Captain Picard. And they made little figurines.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. And you were breaking up anyway. So let's go ahead then, now that we've completed our exciting...
One, two, three.
Okay, get you now. Okay. So that's it for your winning link. And Joe, we'll... there we go. Let's give you some weather.
Ooh, weather. We love weather. And folks, we got some oopsie poopsies coming up for you a little bit later tonight. So, but first, it's time for your Shiampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently a few clouds at 34 Fahrenheit degrees. Dew point is 29, humidity is 80%, wind chill is 25. Winds are out of the southwest at 13 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, increasing clouds with a low around 24. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming light southwest after midnight. WGN, if you're listening, I'm Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 37. Light southwest winds becoming south 5 to 10 in the morning. Tuesday night, if you're dancing with the fairies Tuesday night, well, then you can expect occasional drizzle between midnight and 3 a.m. An occasional drizzle with a chance of rain after 3 a.m. Areas of fog after midnight, otherwise cloudy with the temperature rising to around 37. And let me tell you, those temperatures are amazing compared to what we've been experiencing lately.
Yeah, you've been kind of in a deep freeze, haven't you?
We've been in those negative three degree temperature zones. It's not fun.
No, that's not fun.
So, south-southeast winds will be around 10 on Tuesday night. Chance of precipitation is 30%, and that's your Shiampa of weather for Chicago. Back to you, Anthony.
What am I doing?
Absolutely nothing!
All right.
Although you are going to do my
and
little
now
news thing.
For the news!
And that's what I was meaning. Hey, so, this story is still pretty fresh. Hardy har har har.
What is it?
So by John Herskovich out of Reuters, you may have already heard about this.
Reuters?
Yeah, this guy, apparently he was a little mental. You know, you gotta take a shit, you go to the toilet, you shit. Except in this case, a United Airlines flight from Chicago to Hong Kong was diverted to Alaska after the flight crew reported a man on board had vandalized.
Wow.
Vandalized! What did he do, like... smear shit and put gang signs in it. But anyways, he vandalized 2 airplane lavatories by spreading human waste. So, yeah, we received a report of a passenger who had messed up the bathrooms with his own pee-pee, said the Anchorage Airport Police Lieutenant. The man, a 22-year-old Vietnamese passport holder with U.S. residency, was escorted off the plane in handcuffs on Thursday night. Wow, what's up with these young folks? They seem like they have just... I mean, are they all just stressed out? Is that really true? Are they all stressed out?
Maybe it's all the chemicals in the food.
chemicals in the food. Yeah, that's true. And, you know, there's a lot of competition. I've discovered that there is a lot of competition amongst young people, especially on social media. And if you don't succeed, it can drive you out of your mind. So maybe that's what happened to this kid.
That's
I don't
so
know.
Sad. They have to learn to be more apathetic.
And they got to learn how to not, like, spread their shit all over a bathroom. Two bathrooms! God, you go to both bathrooms? God, come on.
Well,
just fuck up one of them. Be done
the Chinese do shit in the street in China. Just let that permeate.
Well, so do some Americans here in Chicago. I captured one day, actually.
Yes, you did. I thought they were just peeing, but...
Well, he was doing something. He was pushing. But anyways.
He was pushing.
Yeah, let's move on.
Yes.
So, ungodly fast.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Ben. So, this is recent, too. Police in Oregon shared photos from their repeated encounters with an ungodly fast pig that has been dodging capture since the year began. Tukawilla! Police said they first received reports of a pig on the loose Monday. And the department's Facebook page variously referred to the porker as Wilbur. Wait, Wilbur Nelson?
Wilbur Nelson?
And ultimately, by the revealed name revealed by its owner, which is Monty.
Monty.
Pig is Monty. Hello, Monty! Ooh. Officers at one point had the perp. This pig is now a perp. What? It's a pig. How
and
can
a
it
perp.
Be a perp?
And a perp and a pig.
Cornered, but he is ungodly fast and quickly outran us into some nearby bushes where he disappeared.
Oh no! Naked man on the run!
TPD0, police wrote in a Facebook post. We shall meet again, Nelson. The pig resurfaced Thursday and police posted they were hot on his trail. Breaking! We are in pursuit of Monty again, police wrote. An update later in the day included photos from the pursuit, but police admitted the pig had once again escaped the modern law.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
The pig, Monty, has continued his felonious streak and has escaped again. We had him briefly cornered, but he sprinted past us. We located his owner and spoke with him. And we also came across a rooster and some chickens.
Chickens! You know, I was driving through Ybor the other day, and there were a bunch of chickens just kind of, well, cocks, really, just running around the damn road. I'm like, I should run over one of you and pluck you and batter you and fry you.
Which, which carries us into the next story.
I need a touch screen.
You do.
I do. It would be great. I just hit the button.
They're expensive.
They are. Oh, my God. They are ridiculous expensive.
Yeah. So, hey, Anthony, have you ever watched the movie Logan's Run?
I think I have, actually.
Well, in one of the scenes, Logan goes to a place, I believe it's called A New You. It's a high-tech, whole-body, laser plastic surgery salon. Well, it looks like that sort of reality is coming true, so get a load of this. So by Joe Dzimaniewicz from the www.newyorkdailynews, he reports men in Thailand are lightening up. About 100 men a month are going to the Lelux Hospital in Bangkok to have their penises bleached in a $650 5-session laser whitening treatment.
Why? Why? Why do you need to whiten your penis?
Because white is considered a good thing. The service launched in July, since the hospital released pictures of a man undergoing the procedure on Thursday. Interest is expected to be even bigger. There are many customers making appointments, the hospital's marketing manager, Popple, told the Daily News. For many Thais, pale skin is considered ideal. And, see, that's all it takes. A male customer unhappy about dark parts on his junk inspired the 6-month-old service.
Wow.
Now see, here's the thing. There's people that have this, like, disease or this cancer. I don't know what it is. It turns their skin white. And, you know, they're normally, like, they're either Hispanic or they're black.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called. Michael Jackson had that problem.
Well, these people are purposely getting their penis done this way.
Really? So they have splotchy white penises now?
We have to be careful because it's a sensitive part of the body, a Lux hospital rep said.
No shit.
Because a lot of people are asking about it, said Bumpita.
Bumpita!
The manager for the skin and laser department. See, that just... to me, this is Logan's Run coming true. We're getting these centers where people can change parts of them because we're going to get to a point where being 55 is not going to be looked upon as good.
Jesus like, Christ. Dude, we're both gay. Once we hit 30, we were dinosaurs.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Once we left our 20s, honey, it was downhill from there. Cheers. Yeah. Cheers, darling, sweetie darling.
I'll thank you for that clink. So whitening your penis is a classic example of white privilege, white supremacy, and colonial and cultural destruction done by white people on countries of people of color.
I didn't know that penis whitening was such a big thing and had such a big political stigma attached to it.
It's weird. But that's it for my news. Back to you, Anthony.
Oh, is that it? Are we done? Oh, we are done. Oh, I thought you had another story. Oh. I must, you know, it's, yeah, it's
one of those things. Of those I know. Things.
Yeah, so, okay, well, we have copies. So, thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this experience? Call us at 813-327-8566. We'll take you on the air. This week on This Way Out, a behind-the-camera view of God's own country, the genesis and exodus of the word queer, and in the news, a Beijing court considers China's LGBT cyber chokehold, Bermuda awaits its governor's royal assent on marriage inequality, Northern Ireland civil partners take their wedding pleas to an appeals court, and Trump makes his HIV/AIDS council members undetectable. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Cheyampa Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony Show. Hang tight, folks. The world will be oblivious again in 4 minutes. Chickens. Wait, wait, wait. That's a weather track. Oh, here we
Hello,
go.
Everybody.
Wrong card. Oops,
Joe,
bye.
Host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, Philip Morris. Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Flashback. Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss...
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts, Mounds don't. Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate, coconut and munchy nuts too. Mounds got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Peter Paul, Almond Joy's got nuts, Peter Paul, Mounds don't.
Because
sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
When I was a kid, the closest you could get me to a fish was the aquarium. Now, thanks to McDonald's, I'm the expert. You see, most fish is not government inspected, but all McDonald's fish is U.S. government inspected grade A. And it's all prime white filet. No fish cakes, not ground up, not mixed with other fish. It's a filet of fish. The best-selling fish sandwich in America.
Tell them your nickname, Henry.
They call me Jaws.
Quality you can taste.
I missed my big chance last time. Angie, I'm not going to miss it again.
There it is!
That's the Athena 2000 electronic machine by Singer. It's $100 off. Push these buttons. It sews 25 stitches.
Beautiful.
Even measures buttons and makes buttonholes to fit in one step. If you missed a chance last time, the big Singer sale is back.
Hey, Debbie, if you was my mother, what would you think of your son now?
Oh.
You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.
I'm Kate Clinton, and while I can joke about the political state of our country, it's no laughing matter what Congress could do to our civil rights. An informed community is a strong community. That's why I'm inviting you to tune in to this station to hear This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food.
Cha-ching. You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Okay, go ahead and cue Betty.
Welcome back. Thank God it's Monday. Up next, it's Anthony's Crazy Florida News. But first, according to www.nationalday.calendar.com, today is National Winter Skin Relief Day, Argyle Day, Bubble Bath Day, English Coffee Day, Joygrim Day, National Clean Off Your Desk Day. Now go grab your bong switches so we can get started with Anthony's Crazy Florida Weather and News. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right. So, before we get to the Florida news, it's time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. It looks like things are starting to warm up for the Tampa Bay area. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently overcast and 69 degrees with humidity of 70%. The dew point is 59 and visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, a 20% chance of showers after 2 in the morning, mostly cloudy with a low around 61. On Tuesday, a 40% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 74. Tuesday night, 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Wednesday, a 40% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 75. And Wednesday night, a 20% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 63. And that's your Chiampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. And now it's time to move on to some crazy Florida news. No, that's not the right cart. God damn you,
oops,
Kathleen.
Oopsie.
I just can't get these things to load right at all tonight. Just hitting that one, hitting that button.
You need automated push button devices.
I do have automated push button device. I can't even get those right. Well, you know what? When you're a white sail to the wind, why not do a little bit more?
Popcorn I'm eating, ladies and gentlemen, is delicious.
Oh, yeah, I love their popcorn.
That was some carrots.
Yes. All right, so our first crazy Florida news story of the night comes from WFLA News Channel 8, Tampa Bay, and tells a story of one night of our favorite in one. Oh my God, that was terrible. Anyway, WFLA News Channel 8, Polk County. It's Polk County. According to a call released by authorities, 39-year-old Michael called 911 shortly before 9 in the evening to report that he was driving drunk and needed to be pulled over on New Year's Eve. When asked for his location, Michael said, "I'm too drunk. I don't know where I'm at." Now, how about that? Now, that is living the Florida life. We should access the database yet again just for that one.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. I've accessed the database both times. I've even had about 7/8 of a bottle of champagne today.
Oh, yeah. 7/8 of a bottle of champagne in one day?
And I can
did
even...
Did you at least throw some orange juice in it?
Hell the fuck no.
All right, there we go.
I can even say, though, that I wouldn't even step foot into the car for the one.
Well, of course
not.
And
for the two, if I was in the car, damn, I would be, like, pulled the fuck over and sleeping. Or something.
Something. Just
wait, yeah? Come on. People are just dumb. Why? Come on. But anyway, you got an awesome story.
It
Go
is
for
amazing.
It.
So, Michael admitted to driving the wrong way, and that he had been driving all over Winter Haven and was trying to get pulled over. Authorities said the dispatcher continuously tried to get Michael to pull over and kept him talking until he told her that he was going to go get something to eat and that the police could catch up with him. And then he hung up the phone. With the dispatcher's assistance, deputies caught up with Michael, who was driving halfway in a left turn lane and the other half in an oncoming traffic. After failing a series of sobriety tests, Michael told deputies that he had only had 2 beers, then changed it to 3, and then 4, and that he had only slept a few hours in the past 4 days, and that he had swallowed meth earlier that day. God damn, he was living the Florida lifestyle.
Ooh, Andre.
Andre, yes, that is Andre right there. Michael was arrested for driving under the influence, being ignorant, driving on the wrong side of the road, and driving without a seatbelt, and driving while ignorant. Michael has a lengthy criminal record, including a previous DUI, as well as aggravated battery, drunk possession, disorderly conduct, resisting, and hit and run.
Yeah, the hit and run, he needs to pay for that one really bad, too.
Oh, no, I totally agree. That's ridiculous. Next. Click Orlando brings us our next crazy Florida news story of the night and tells us about a woman with a fear of cats in a car in Florida.
Oh, my God, what the fuck?
Yeah, right. So a woman left her car parked in grass, or in the lawn, I guess, in front of a house in West Cocoa Beach. When she returned and was preparing to drive off, a cat pounced into the car and attacked her, according to reports. In an attempt to escape the cat's claws, the woman got out of the vehicle, forgetting that she had already placed the vehicle in reverse, and that's according to Florida Highway Patrol. The car rolled over the woman, leaving her with critical injuries. Video from the scene showed the woman on a stretcher as first responders transported her in a medical helicopter. Troopers said that it's very unusual to have an animal leap into a car and bite somebody, and then get run over by their own car while trying to escape said animal. The car rolled into the street and struck a parked vehicle as well, according to the Florida Highway Patrol. Check back for the unlikely event that will have more updates on this story.
From Click Orlando.
Click Orlando.
That's crazy. I mean, first of all, I just don't get how the cat just jumped into the car. That's weird. That's
well, their
awesome.
Windows were probably open.
Well, yeah, but still, like, why would the cat jump into the car like that?
And start attacking her. That's kind of unusual. I mean, I guess it's possible. Anything is possible.
I mean, start taunting the cat. I could understand that.
Well, maybe she tried to run the cat over before.
It's possible, yeah.
I know,
but,
right?
You know, and then you get out of the car, and then you get run over by your own car. But yeah. It made me do self-driving cars. And you know what? The very first self-driving car was Kit.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? It was involved in an accident. It was like maybe going like, what, 2 miles, and they got hit by a truck trying to back up. All right, so let's move on. We got about a minute until I move to the plethora. There we go. All right. Unfortunately, because it's been so damn cold out, Floridians are not shedding their clothing as they commit unusual crimes. So, tonight, I'm sorry. So, tonight, I bring you a story from Bay News 9 about a man who wasn't satisfied with his meal and the usual way it's dealt with. A 51-year-old Florida man was dining at Krabby's Seafood Shack in Stuart, Florida, when he was served clams much smaller than he had expected. The police were contacted. In fact, the person calling the police was 51-year-old Nelson. He called dispatchers not once, but twice to complain that the clams he was eating were so small that he didn't want to pay for them. The dispatcher told Nelson to call a non-emergency line, but he told police he forgot the number. Police caught up with Nelson, who was not taken to jail, but is scheduled to appear in court in January. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Chiampel Radio. Hey, we're always looking for unique content and people. Call the studios anytime at 813-327-8566 and hang out with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique studio experience. And now go grab your bong switches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Now grab onto something, because here it comes. Woohoo! It's the Plethora Discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Okay, so woohoo is about the only thing I like of what she says.
Yeah, right? Probably. The rest of Betty is just sad.
But, hey, folks, I wanted to give a shout-out to all the awesome things that we do here at Chiampa Radio, all the programming. Let's see, what do we have? We've got the World Labor Hour, which is one of my favorite shows that comes on Saturdays. They broadcast live, what is it, here, 11 o'clock from WRFU.
Yes.
And then we recast that, and then we also recast their previous shows on Monday mornings, and then we do that again on Sundays, Sunday mornings and Sunday afternoons.
Yeah, Saturday, Sunday, we run them on the weekends.
Yep. And what else? What else we got? Headphone Meditations with John DeBose. That's a pretty cool show.
Yeah, we like that.
He's always got something different. You know, sometimes I was always afraid at first that it was just going to be like this crazy just heavy metal shit, but it's turned out to be some really wild and really cool stuff.
No, I totally agree. And I make sure I find myself, if I'm not in the studio, I'm trying to tune into his program on the weekends when it plays to try to catch when he has, especially when the new ones come out, which I believe he's going to release a new one this week. We have a caller.
We
have a caller. Hello, caller. You are on the air. I think it's Ezel.
Hey! Ah.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Wow. Man, that sounded kind of harsh.
Wicked. Oh, that's wicked shit, man. I gotta get rid of that shit. Oh, man.
I want some.
Hey, man, what's going on, man?
Oh, hey, it was great to see you last time. That was awesome. It was a great show.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man, yeah, but I'm out there, man. I'm out there. I'm doing the Florida lifestyle, man. I'm going nuts out here, man.
Well, good for you. It's important to live the Florida lifestyle.
It's sweet, man. But let me tell you something real quick. You got to find that old Betty, man. This new Betty's freaking me out, man.
Me too, right? Me too.
I'm getting the heebie-jeebies from her, man. Yeah, man, what the hell going on here? So anyway, hey, I just want to run something past you guys about saving some money. You know, I hail from Armpit, Illinois, and man, we're broke. We're broke.
The whole state's broke. Yeah, it's terrible.
Man, it's horrible up there, man. Yeah, ain't shit going on because, you know, and you can't, you know, nothing's worth nothing, you know. So anyway, what I propose, when I get back from the Florida lifestyle back to Armpit, I'm going to write that congressman or something in the state senate there, and I'm going to tell him we got to save some money, man. So what I propose is that they get rid of high schools.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So then now, what do we do? All right, so what do you replace the high schools with?
Well, here, I'll tell you, man. You listen? I'll tell you. We send these kids all the way to grammar school and whatever that middle school shit is, just to make them know how to read and write and type, okay? Then when they graduate, we get them one of them big iPads or some shit and say, here you go. Here's your diploma. Because you know what? They do it anyway, man. I mean, these kids today, they don't listen in high school. But you know what? You ask them a question, what do they do?
I don't know. I don't. Oh, they Google it. Yeah, well, you know, Google knows everything.
They Google everything,
you
man.
Google everything.
Now, much is 2+2.
They don't have to remember shit anymore. Man, think about it.
No, that's true. That's very. Everyone relies on Google to provide this information.
Absolutely, man. You know how much money we save by different high schools, man? Shit, man. So, you know, they can be geniuses. They say, what's the chemical makeup of a sodium phosphate? They know it. Okay, here it is. They can be chemists. They can be rocket scientists. They can just Google everything, right?
There you go.
What happens if Google goes away?
No, man, Google ain't never going away.
You can have Google access for an extra $29.95 a month on your Comcast bill.
Right?
That's right, man. That's right, man. So think about it. I mean, they do it now. I see a kid, I ask him a question. I said, which way is the, you know, that buyer? They go, wait, hold on. They lose it. I said, God damn it, man. He don't know. He lives in the damn neighborhood. He don't know where the buyer is. He don't even know his own damn address. He said, what's your address for? And he says, wait, I got to Google it. So there you go. But anyway, so I just going to let you know I'm living that floor. You know that guy that called on himself to the police?
Yeah. What about him?
I was with that son of a bitch earlier.
Who are you now?
We was out there doing that blowing lockdown. And then he got crazy, man. He was taking some of that meth shit. I said, man, lay off that shit, man. That makes you crazy. Well, sure as shit, there he is calling police on him.
Yeah.
Is that a goddamn fool? He a fool. That man a fool, man. He belong in jail.
Yeah, you should stay out of Polk County, Ezel. Polk County can be a little crazy at times.
Man, they got some crazy motherfuckers in Polk County.
Oh,
man.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
And you were else up in that Hernando County.
Hernando can be quite interesting as well sometimes.
Yeah, but you know, I'm just roaming around taking it in, man. It's great. Well, I'll be talking to you boys, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, that sounds great.
Sounds good.
All right, stay loose, and Joe, you'll be cool up there in Chicago, and you know, take care of the business, will you?
I shall.
Watch the bees.
Oh, man, the bees are doing... They're all right, man. They're cool. Bees are cool, man. All right, we'll talk to you then, boys.
All right, thanks, Ezel.
Bye-bye.
Bye. There we have it. That was Ezel. Thank you, Ezel.
Thank you, Ezel.
All right, so we have... we got about 2 minutes until the ugly lights come on.
Let's go right into the oopsie poopsie thingy.
All
right,
do you want to go into the oops? Go ahead and go into your oopsie poopsie corner.
It's time for the oopsie poopsie corner. So, usually the oopsie poopsie corner is like in the beginning, but this time, oopsie poopsie, it's at the end. Number one, oopsie poopsie. No wonder why my landlord is mad at me. I didn't think it would be a big deal to let my dog pee in a drain on the second floor. I mean, the water just goes into a sewer, right? Oopsie poopsie. It ended up in his kitchen.
I'm kind of interested in how that actually happened. Something doesn't seem right there.
Number 1.5. Oopsie poopsie. The floor drain was never connected to the sewer pipe. Number 2, oopsie poopsie. I was practicing my relaxing breathing right in the middle of the intersection. Number 3, oopsie poopsie. Now I have all these angry cars at me. I don't know what to do.
Betty does that sometimes during rush hour.
Yeah, I noticed.
Oh, we got to tell everyone that. So finish your oopsie poopsie, and then we got to announce that.
Number four, oopsie poopsie, I'm so broke I can't even afford the new dollar menu at McDonald's. Number five, oopsie poopsie, the electric could go out at any minute now. Number six, oopsie poopsie, my brain is so full of pickle juice I paid my rent twice. Ooh. Number seven, oopsie poopsie, I almost put dish detergent on my automatic toothbrush this morning instead of toothpaste. I wonder what that would have been like. It says Apple on it. Care to share your own oopsie poopsie moments? We'd love to hear about all your shit. Give us a call now or later at 813-327-8566 and put us in the know.
Yeah, and probably later now because we're like 5 minutes until we end here. Yeah, the ugly lights are coming on really soon. And I don't like talking to people when the ugly lights are on because you're just in. There's some, they is ugly lights, you know. That's what they are. They're ugly lights. That's why they're called what they're called. So, but they shall be on. But we have an exciting thing. Here we go. Joe and I are going to try, may not be successful, but we're going to try to take over weekday rush hour next Monday morning. It is Martin Luther King Day. We are both home from work. We do not have our daytime ability duties, but we will probably still be up early in the morning with nothing to do, so we may fuck around with Betty in the morning.
Exactly.
So tune in the morning. Listen in. We'll have a little fun thing with us. Anyhow.
I do have some new sketches of things that I've been working on. I have a brand new Martha Stewart.
There you go.
Figured book.
There you go. So we got a lot of things going on. So the ugly lights are on, and I finally made it to the baggage claim. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special snowflake way.
Yes.
Yes.
WWHONMLKDAY.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Yes, thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope you listened to the whole hour of the Joe and Anthony show. I think Buddy was trying to come in.
Sounds
on
like it.
Radio. Come check out my show, Weekend with Joe. I play some intriguing science and language programs, jazzy stuff, too. All sourced from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
You can make your morning commute more commutable with this awesome chocolate-covered popcorn, Reese's peanut butter, and pretzel snack mix. Look for it in your grocery snack aisle. Anyway, what am I saying? You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by our lovable automated personnel unit, Betty. But not next Monday, remember. She plays questionably good programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then, on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers weekday afternoons 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern. Gildasoff, obscure music, combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Wow, Anthony.
Wow, Joe.
I am so champagned. I want to see how this...
Right?
We're going to listen to Betty for a minute.
Wow, Anthony. So much awesome programming. Oh, hey, everybody. Be sure to tune in on your favorite device to our 24-hour internet station, Champa Radio. Visit www.chiampa.info. Listen live. Check out the Joe and Anthony past shows, our Facebook and Twitter links, and see our most current broadcast schedule. There.
Betty sometimes has to pause.
Yeah.
Poor Betty.
Yeah. Poor Betty.
Poor Betty.
But, we'll be out, so we're going to have almost a full day of programming, because we could come in, break in at any time.
Yeah, no, exactly. I will have the studio all to myself, because everyone at Chiampa has the day off, so I made a copy of the key, so I can come in, and we have this place all to ourselves, or until they call the police and have me arrested. So, anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week. Actually, we'll be back probably several times next Monday for a special episode of the Joe and Anthony Show and everything else. Check out our blog at www.chiampa.info. Remember, folks, don't go riding your shit-covered cock on a speedy pig while drunk and doing a Western album on the phone with 911 because your clams are too small and you got run over by a stray pussy. Have a good night, a good week. And stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a big giant E for Embazzle.
Bye bye with an E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.